Listening Library presents Practice Girl by Estelle Lohr. Read for you by Caitlin Kinnunen. Practice Girl. Noun. 1. The girl in your school that everybody uses to fulfill sexual needs and nothing else. This girl is not good for a relationship. Urban Dictionary. Chapter 1. Frosted Flakes or Cocoa Puffs? Ty asks, opening an extremely organized cupboard in his massive kitchen. I say. I'm not hungry, but Ty seems to assume our appetites match. I am used to this type of assumption. It's the price of having a bunch of guy friends. We also have some muesli. My mom says it's healthy, but I think it tastes like ass. I don't need pumpkin seeds in my breakfast, you know? I giggle. To my horror, it echoes off the quartz countertops. This is the third afternoon in 2 weeks I've spent at Tyler's house after school, gradually removing more and more articles of clothing until today, when it was all of them. We had naked, actual sex with each other. It was pretty sweet until about 37 seconds after Tyler's completion, which is when he bounced out of the bed, claiming to be starving to death. Now I'm sitting across the kitchen island from him while he pours us each a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Note to self. I never answered him about the kind of cereal I wanted, or if I even wanted any at all. He douses them in milk, and I repress the desire to lecture him. Coach and I have tried so hard to get the guys on the wrestling team to care about their nutrition. Even got a doctor to come in and talk to them after a kid in Denver gave himself a heart attack from dehydration and mass quantities of bodybuilding supplements. He had been using them to gain muscle, but they were not supposed to be taken by people under 18, especially with too much caffeine, no water, and no supervision. It doesn't matter what we do, though. I've seen Ty weigh a Snickers to see how it would move the needle on the scale. The guys obsess over calories and density, but that's about it. That's how much of an impact the doc made, all told. I try to make myself more comfortable, less self-conscious about everything that just happened between us. I definitely need to keep myself from leaping onto the countertop and yelling, "We just had sex! What does it mean, Tyler? Are we dating now?" I take a bite of cereal. It crunches loudly throughout the room, and I let the spoon drop to the side of the bowl, too nervous to eat. My thighs are still warm. I can still feel him pressed against my chest. Ty slides the box of cereal over and considers me. I'm hoping he's thinking about how we just crossed over a new relationship threshold, maybe doing a little obsessing of his own. What I really want is to believe that the tenderness he showed me as we climbed the stairs to his room, as he held my hand, took his time removing my clothes, made appreciative noises at the sight of my nude body, is still there now that we've done it. I cross my arm over my chest and grip my own shoulder even though I'm not naked anymore. He leans over and pats my free hand. My stomach plummets into my feet. This friendly patting of the hand does not bode well. "Beckett," he says, his eyes deep, the color of mountain earth. "Yeah? Can I ask you something?" I recognize the look he gets when he's trying a new wrestling move. Total concentration. "Of course." I arrange my face into its best approximation of attentive and extremely attractive. He doesn't meet my eyes. "Was that okay?" he asks. "Okay? Yeah, I mean, am I okay? Was it satisfying for you when we..." He tilts his head toward mine. "I just want to make sure I didn't suck. That you weren't like, 'I wish you would hurry up and stop touching me,' like that, or counting down the seconds until you could get away from me or something. I mean, when I put my finger on your..." "No!" I cut him off. "No? know that was not good? He leans forward, spoon in hand. Little droplets of milk hang at its edges. I would not be surprised if he produced a notebook from his pocket and started taking notes. I put my hand over his to reassure him. Yeah, Ty. It's good. You're good. Great. Ty's face relaxes. Okay, cool, he says. It's hard to know, you know? He resumes eating, vigorously. I want to tell him that it's actually not hard to know, but I decide there'll be time for that later. Looking at him now with his pinked-up cheeks and shifty eyes, I'm pretty sure Tyler Martinez is actually into me. And what I had mistaken for ambivalence has been insecurity all along. It can't be easy to be a guy. They've had to put themselves out there and risk rejection for as long as our social norms have been in place. Now his face transforms from grave concern to his usual confidence. I mean, I thought you liked it. Ty chews on a huge, happy bite of cereal. But you could have been faking or something. Faking? I mean, I was faking a little, adding some extra drama. I heard girls do that. I don't know. I've only ever been with one other person, and it was a couple years ago. He points to my bowl. You're not eating. You're great. Really. I take a soggy bite. I hope more reassurance will take us out of the sex talk zone, which is all full of skin and bodily fluids, and into the other one, where I find out where we actually stand. I know these are conversations that should happen before, but it's like I forget or something. I'm so glad we're friends, he says after gulping down his sugar milk. I want you to know that. Sincerely. You're the coolest girl I know. I'm almost positive all the blood drains out of my face. Friends? But I've been thinking, he says as he goes to the sink and rinses his bowl. Maybe we should stop this before it gets awkward. It's been amazing, but it feels like the right time, don't you think? Wait, what? Less than 10 minutes ago, we were breathing hard, the closest two people can be to each other. The world wobbles itself upright again as I realize what's happening here. Wait, did you say before it gets awkward? Because on the topic of awkwardness, literally everything is already awkward. This couldn't get any more awkward if this entire afternoon went viral in the form of a dubstep remix. That is how awkward everything already is. I mean, you're one of the team managers and everything. He's still talking, but now has come around the island and is close enough I can smell his milky breath. He lays a hand on my shoulder. We're together so much of the time, and I don't think Coach would be into it. And we're friends. I mean, our friendship is important to me, and it's like, if we do this again... No, totally, I say with a high-pitched laugh that makes me want to choke myself. I edge myself off the stool, which makes an ugly squeak as it rakes the floor. If we keep on doing this... I can't finish the sentence. I can't make any more words come out. He definitely didn't seem to give a crap what Coach thought when we were in his room, or any of the other times we've hooked up. My brain needs a disinfectant shower. So does my body. Did I override all the red flags and unstable feelings I had about all of it? Did I just tell myself lies so I could justify doing what Ty wanted me to do? What I wanted to do? Or what my body wanted, anyway. Hey, are you okay? Tyler seems to have finally noticed I'm not exactly in the same mood I was in 2 minutes ago. Of course I'm okay, Tyler. I snap. Okay, I didn't mean... What? Nothing. 2 minutes ago, I was completely detached from reality.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?